Download the Radio Now app and take the Joe and Alex show with you after you park.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex show. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day.
You can get a hold of us, you know, when the show is over after 10 o'clock every day. We do have lives and we're out and we're about and doing things. But you can always get in contact with us through our social media at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and Twitter. And what happened was yesterday after the show, I noticed that we had a message from a listener.
We did.
Okay. What did this message say?
Well, it was a guy and he wanted to point out that a few days ago, you had gotten a bunch of audio of Joe saying right there constantly.
Oh, I remember that. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. I hope. Right there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Right there. It's right there. Right there. It's right there. Okay, we could stop. Yeah. That goes on forever.
Right. We had pointed out on the show that Joe constantly says right there. Well, this listener said, have you guys ever noticed that Liv the Web Girl speaks all of her sentences like they're a question? I immediately was like, holy cow, she does.
I've kind of noticed that.
It's like a vocal fry thing. Like, all of your sentences go up a little bit. Like, and so it's like a question.
Oh, my gosh. I have been getting this since I was in, like, seventh grade. I used to have guys in my grade that would put my phone in their phones as Olivia, ?
No way.
Yes, I would literally put my phone in their names as Olivia, ? Because they said every sentence I say sounds like a question.
That's amazing. Why didn't we call her Olivia, ?
We still can.
Her on-air name?
We still can.
We might have to change Liv the Web Girl to just Olivia, ?
Or we can say the Joe and Alex show with Joe, Alex, and Olivia?
And Olivia?
317-239-1009. There's got to be stuff that Alex does. I want to hear that. But if there's anything else, too, that you've noticed we do here on the show, please, by all means, point us out. This is really a good time if you're a hater of the Joe and Alex show, but you still listen, even though you say you don't listen anymore. This is when you call in and tell us, like, what we do. It's annoying or dumb. Let's talk to Katie this morning. Katie, what do you got?
Okay, so I've been a listener for a while now, and Alex is always getting on Joe about shaving his beard.
Mm-hmm. So what?
And I'm going to tell you that there is a name for men without beards, and they're called women. Because I am a major beard lover over here, so we need to lay off the beard, because Joe, you've got a rocking beard.
Katie, I love you. Thank you.
Just to clarify, I am also into beards. Every single guy I've ever dated has a beard. Joe's beard is more like Rip Van Winkle or Rasputin. If he would just shave it down, I'm not saying to be a baby face, but trim it up. Okay.
Katie, if you were up close to it, you would see how scraggly the bottom is.
Yeah, it's like crimped.
Katie, you're okay. But, hey, listen, you can insult a lot of things in my life, and I put up with it on the daily. But when you come after my beard,
that's a low blow. It might be on the chin, but it's a low blow.
Do you remember on the show? I think was it Fairly Odd Parents or Jimmy Neutron? It's one of those. But there was a character on the cartoon that had a boil on the side of his face, but it had its own voice. It would talk.
Yes, that was. I think that was Fairly Odd.
Joe's beard would be in a cartoon. It would have its own voice and it would talk. It's like its own person.
It would smoke a pack a day.
And it would smoke a pack a day.
You know what? I put like a nice beard oil, kind of a lime in it. It would not smoke a pack a day. It might vape.
And in the cartoon, Joe's beard would drive a windowless white van.
What's the sign that says free candy?
Yes.
Hey, Katie, whose side are you on this morning? Damn.
I'm still a big fan of the beard. I'm on the beard. I'm only ever on the side of the beard.
Okay.
Katie, thank you for listening to our show every day. We appreciate and love you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You guys, I actually just got my driver's license back a little bit ago. I've had it, been without it for years, so I've never really been in a vehicle alone, and so you guys are my carpool. Aww.
I love that. Can you tell us why you haven't had a license for a while?
Yeah, how many DUIs have you gotten?
None. I didn't drink and drive, didn't kill anybody, didn't endanger anybody's life, just speeding tickets. Yep.
God, you're just like Alex. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Katie, for calling in this morning. 317-239-1009. Maria, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What have you noticed about us?
Well, I guess I want to pick on Liv the Web Girl again. I've noticed that she says the word like a whole lot.
Yeah, we both do.
It's funny because that's the audio. This is audio I pulled yesterday just from one segment. Like, I didn't even chop it up. I just took out like 15 seconds. Listen to this.
Weird, especially now with like all these things going viral. And like, I've seen like videos go viral of like a boss at like foot locker going off on like an employee and like that manager ends up getting fired because like another employee recorded it and like put it on Twitter or
something.
That is cringe worthy.
It is. You gotta work on
you
that.
You guys have to understand, I'm not kidding. This has also been ever since I was a kid. When I was in third grade, my friends used to tally mark every time I would say the word like, and I would have to owe them a nickel.
Wow.
Every single time I would say it. And my teachers started to even tally it. And then it turned into like the whole class, like my whole fourth grade class.
Clearly
would tally
it didn't work.
It. No, because I was like, hey, you know what? Stop shaming me. Stop bullying me. I'm going to be me.
Well, I think that's
but
a good idea.
I will start to work on it.
We could have a little like jar for, well, Liv and I both.
I say like, too. I'm not going to say that I don't say like. It's a crutch word. It's something
it's a
you're trying to say
thing.
While you're transitioning.
Every millennial.
It's very Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Hey, Maria, thank you for calling in. Let's see if anybody else has anything. Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What have you noticed?
Hi. I'm going to repeat basically what Maria said and tell Lift the World girl like. She got something like. Like, I don't know how many times she says like, but she reminds me of the girl off the Amanda Show when they were in the bathroom, and she would be like, I like eggs.
I like
and
eggs.
Like, yes, and she just says like a lot. I know it's hard, and it's like part of like your life.
Yeah, Liv, you should consider getting a vocal coach.
Yes.
Maybe I will.
Like, that might like help you.
You know what I need to do? I need to give Joel Daddy a little like shocker. I need to get like a dog collar. And
hey, we should do that. Actually,
yes.
If you're willing to do that, Liv. Well, Joe probably has one.
I do. No, I do have a dog shock
but
collar.
But do you have like a button that can shock me?
Yes.
Okay, then you
I'll
wear it in one
it.
Show.
I'm not kidding. For one show, oh I will gosh. Wear it and see how much because I've hated it ever since I was a little girl.
Or not the dog collar, but try to do like a bet. Like if you can go a whole radio show without saying the word like come up with that.
What if
no,
I had
like Joe shaves his beard, even though I'm part of the beard game. I love beards. So I don't want you to shave it. But if she can like go a whole radio show without saying like or a whole day, then like something should happen.
She
like,
couldn't do an hour. Why don't we try this? We can't do it at the same time. We could try, for example, when you have a cat that acts up, you have a spray bottle. And you
that's what I was going to say.
Sorry. Go ahead. Okay, what do you think, Alex? What should we
do? That's exactly what I was going to say. Is what if I had a spray bottle in for like a cat and then
okay,
we could squirt
her?
Okay,
here's my thing. I feel like there's no way we can have that with the equipment.
Oh, no,
the
no, no.
Radio
no.
Equipment.
Oh, you'll be fine. Our equipment. Listen, we need new
we have
equipment.
Good aim.
Yeah. No.
Okay, fine. All right. Sounds good to me.
I think we should do the collar.
I think the collar, yes.
I would be down for that. I'm not even kidding because I hate how much I say it.
Well, if you're down, then we're down.
Why don't we put that up on our Instagram, a poll, like, and we could have like a split screen between do we do a water bottle to spray here or do we need to get one of those shock collars? We'll set that up in a second at Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram stories, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, I want to know what else I do because nobody's really saying anything else.
Well, let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Katie,
what do you got?
Sorry, Alex, not for you. It's for Liv.
Oh, no. Okay, let's pile on Liv. Please don't cry.
It's not that bad. Whenever she's reading, like, people's online comments, she always transitions from one person to the next by saying, and then. It reminds
me
of that movie.
I do it!
Dude, where's my car?
Here's the thing, too. When I'm reading online comments, I am fully aware that I sound completely illiterate. Like, I literally sound
why did we hire
illiterate
her?
Illiterate.
She knows how to do social media.
When I'm reading online comments, it's so bad.
Oh, wow.
I thought to myself before, what could she say instead? Like, what would
right
be
there.
An appropriate transition? And I can't really think of one. I just always
notice. Oh, I've got one. I've got one. She could say, right there, right there, right there. That would work. Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's see if we can get one person that's got something for you, Alex.
I got something for Alex.
Oh, no.
This sounds ominous. Go ahead. What
no
do you
swearing.
Have?
Just yesterday, me and my fiance figured out that we both listened to the Joe and Alex Show, but we figured out that Alex, every time she brings up a relationship, we were talking about her dating the Egyptian, and she always is talking about how she's a virgin.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's a pretty big thing about my life and in dating that people are probably curious about. I mean, that plays a big part in all of my dating decisions. But that annoys you?
No, that doesn't annoy me. But we figured out we both listen to the show, and she hates talk shows. And I was telling her about your talk show. She's like, oh, my God, I listen to that all the time. And I was like, oh, they talk about this, they talk about that. We always listen to Murder Monday. And then she was like, oh, and she's dating a guy who's called the Egyptian. And we both simultaneously said, and she always talks about being a virgin. there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I just thought it was crazy that we figured that out at the same time.
I love that. I love that our show is a relationship bonding moment for you guys. Morgan tweeted us and said, Alex constantly talks about red flags.
Yes, that is your go-to, your crutch.
Always.
You're like, whoa, 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 that's not me. Red flag!
JK17 on Twitter at Joan Alex Show said, I've noticed Alex always shares her opinion no matter how controversial and gives zero blanks about people's opinions of her with hearts, so I appreciate that. That was a nice thing. That wasn't really mean.
Yeah.
And then Claire said that I always say 1,000%.
Yes, you do.
All right. Let's talk to Christina on the Joan Alex Show. What is something that somebody on the show says too much?
Good morning, guys.
Yo.
Everybody's being mean to Liv, and I just wanted to say that I love her.
Aw, thank you.
Okay. Alex literally says all the time. Whenever she gets mad at you for something, she says literally like every other word.
Yeah, I do.
That is one of your big things that I've noticed with you.
Yeah, I definitely say that. Heather tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said, Alex says everything is white trash. You know what? I'm doing the Lord's work. I'm just calling stuff out as I see it.
That's not true, because when I bring up like Nickelback, you say, oh, that's white trash. That's butt rock.
It is.
You say butt rock a lot, too.
Yeah, well, it is.
Disagree. At Joan Alex Show, you can let us know what you've noticed here on the show.
And, my job on this show, at least the job I've given myself, is to be the person that says what everyone else is thinking but is afraid to say. One of those being Nickelback is butt rock. Yes.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you.